You're going to, I know, I just turned off half the audience here. Sorry. But when your team wins, you're going to think, wow, I must be going in the right direction in life. God must truly bless me. Gene, I know you're a Kansas City fan. We just talked about that yesterday. I realize there are a lot of Kansas. I'm rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's going to come back to haunt me. Do you realize, hey, you know this text, Luke chapter 5, tells us the career day for Peter here? Jesus tells Peter to go out and cast these nets. They go down. And the text tells us that they haul in so much fish that they need another boat. Not just that, but they need more people to come over and help with the catching of all this fish. This is the peak of Peter's career. The voice speaks inside of Peter and says, hey, we could start a commercial industry here, Peter. Hire this Jesus. If he can do this next week, we'll be millionaires. And if you can do this month after month after month, you can retire early and you can be wealthy, Peter, the voice of success. Do you know that voice of success? At the height of your career, guess what? At the height of Peter's career, Jesus says, time to change. You're going to catch people. Do you have that voice of success? Triumph, everything's going well, everything's falling into place. You may not be journeying in the right direction. How do we know we're journeying in the right direction? We recognize that we're going true north. We align ourselves with His word that He speaks. Here's a suggestion here in this text. How can we do this? You know, is there really a miracle in Luke chapter 5 in this text? If you look it up and study what the scholars say, they list this passage under the miracles of Jesus. I, for one, certainly believe in the miracles of Jesus. But I don't think necessarily there's a miracle here in this text, or the miracle is something different that we may miss in reading this text. We sometimes think that the miracle is that Jesus multiplied the fish out on the waters. We know that Jesus could create anything from nothing. So the thought is he made more fish out in the deep. But maybe that didn't happen. Maybe this happened. Maybe Jesus had exceptional sight from the shore and could see the fish out in the distance, in the deep. The miracle here is that Peter no longer relied on his eyesight, but he relied on the eyesight of Jesus. That's huge. Jesus spoke a word to Peter, and Peter obeyed and did it. Maybe the miracle is this, that Peter no longer relied on his expertise, his position, his experience, his intuition, but Peter relied on Jesus. That's the miracle. And Peter all of a sudden realized how the miracle here is where true north is, the mouth of Jesus. When Jesus spoke, Peter listened. When Jesus saw things, Peter trusted Jesus' eyesight. And as Peter journeyed from humble places all the way to Jerusalem, I believe what got him there was trusting the mouth and the voice of Jesus. Dear friends, that's sometimes hard to do because that means that we have to follow. How do you feel about following? Do you like following? Following can be related to another activity, that is being in control. You can't follow and also be in control at the same time. You can't. Those are mutually exclusive things. Again, you can't follow and also be in control. Following means you're taking a back seat. I have evidence of this in the lucky car that I drive. There is a driver. The driver's in control. I love being the driver. And then there are passengers, and the passengers they're just following. As the driver in the car, I get to do all sorts of things. I get to choose when to turn. That's wonderful. I get to choose which restaurant to go to, which is awesome. I get to choose how loud the volume should be in the car, which is excellent. There's a little button on my steering wheel that I can finally control the volume in the car. Now, the person that is following, the passenger right next to me, has to go with the turns, has to go with the restaurants that it's chosen, has to go with the volume that is chosen. You can't do both. You can't be a passenger but also driving the car. It doesn't work. I do not suggest ever doing that. You're either one or the other. Dear friends, we recognize with Jesus, I oftentimes think the problem with faith is that we try to do both at the same time. We try to follow and also be in control. Jesus, I'll follow you, but I want to fix everyone else first. That's following and controlling. Or, Jesus, I want to follow you, but I want to tell everyone what they should do and how they should operate and how they should think. That's mixing. We're best when we sit in the passenger seat and we follow the driver. Martin Luther had a famous saying that he would say to himself. He would essentially say every day, this is kind of close to what he would say. He would say, I do not know where God is taking me, but I do know the person that guides me. Let me repeat that prayer. If you want calm in your life, say that prayer this week. Lord, I do not know where I am going, but I know the person that is guiding me. Follow Jesus. Follow his voice only. He's the only voice worth following. Only his voice. He will direct you to peace, everlasting life. He will guide you to a place of rest. And we recognize that when we sit in the passenger seat and let him take control of our lives. We live in a time period in which there's a lot of confusion. The world that we're living in, we don't know what's right around the corner. We live in a time in which it's hard to tell what's the truth. Is this information true? Is this information false? A suggestion. Look beyond the voices of this world. Look to him. John 18:36. My kingdom is not of this world. Set and align yourself on true north. His voice will lead you to the destination he intends for you to go, that you will be a star shining for all eternity. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we admit that we kind of get lost in the voices that speak to us and the direction that we should take. Sometimes we're fatalistic. We just think that we should give up, that things aren't going in a good place. Sometimes we're too triumphal. Thinking that success means that we're going in the right direction. Give us pause to align ourselves to true north. Jesus' voice. Help us, like Peter, to trust that voice no matter what comes in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.